This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9, it is 20 minutes to 5, and in the studio with us now, we have Australian girl band royalty. She is the princess of pop for a generation, including me. It is Miss Kate Darouche.
Hey, say it correctly. Kate Darouche.
That is the best ever. I had forgotten about that. That's so beats like Kate Darago. Most people get it. How are you guys? It's been so long.
I know. We were trying to work out if you'd ever actually been to Joy at our studios here in the city, and I don't think you have.
No, I haven't been to this studio. Was with the girls and was it South Melbourne?
South Melbourne.
That was the last time I saw you.
Come into the with the divas way back when.
Oh, it's been so long.
It has. And for those who don't know, you are the Australian Idol 2005 winner.
Yes.
You came out of that with an Australian Idol winner's song that debuted at number one and sold platinum.
It did.
Which was pretty good going.
It's not a bad way to start, let's be honest. Yes. It's a pretty good entry.
A debut album to follow up, and which also was certified for platinum sales. It's massive. And then you had a follow-up single, Faded, which was in the top 10. Mm-hmm. One of our favourite songs here
you
at Joy.
You guys still play that?
We still play Faded. I think it actually was on one of our compilation CDs back in the day.
I love it.
Yeah.
All these things I never knew. No, I was told that you guys still play Faded. I was like, God, I knew I loved those guys.
Now, of course, the other reason that you are so important to Joy is that you were a member.
Let's be honest, it's all about the young divas.
It's not all about the young
divas. It's all about the divas. We were pretty fabulous, though. We had a lot of fun.
You were amazing. And like I said last night, you were very gracious to perform at our Joy Patrons event last night. Thank you very much.
Anytime.
For that. And I said at the time that you were the greatest girl band ever.
I actually kind of agree with that.
And the only thing is, I did get some dirty looks because the Shantuzies were in the room when I said.
Well, I mean, there was only three of them. There's four of us. It's different, right? No, you know what? You know why the Divas was so amazing? And, you know, and to be honest, I wasn't sure about the Divas when they came and offered it, you know, the idea to me. I was like, I just sort of won the show and stuff and I'm kind of happy. But once we started and I'm looking at these four girls going, you know what? Most girl groups have got a front girl. And decorations, I always call it. Girls that dance in the background. Right here, you've got four girls who can own their own stuff. And we all could sing. We all had our own way. And it just worked. It was just... And I haven't seen it since. Or I really haven't seen it before that. So it was just... It was a special thing.
Well, there wouldn't be an Australian version that would have come close to the Divas.
And I mean it was created as a once off and just exploded. No one expected it to go the way it did.
Oh no. The sales pitch was quick song, quick little tour, make some money, and everyone goes on their way.
Yeah.
That never happened. I remember we did the demo for this. We never met each other. Emily and I had obviously met because we were in the same
year of Australian Idol. Yeah.
Ricky Lee and I didn't like each other and we didn't even really know why, but we were in the same room. And Paulini was, we just got thrown in. It was meant to be a demo and the next thing I knew it was like gone and it was happening. And I think we ended up doing 40 shows around the country and we did it all backwards and we thought, oh, quick, we need an album, we need a video clip, and it was amazing.
It was amazing. And last night you performed one of the Divas songs for us, and I think everyone else needs to go back to it. Now, She Works Hard for the Money, that was your vocals on lead for She Works Hard for the Money originally?
I think so. I think so.
Let's claim it.
Okay, it was. I owned that. That was all me. No, I think I was the loudest in the recording for that one. But I just always thought that was a fun track.
It is a fun track, and you reminded me of it last night. So I think it's time to do it now. Let's do this. What did I do with that?
Smooth, Chris. Yeah.
She was hard for the money.
There it is. Got it. Here you go. This is the Young Divas. She works hard for the money on Joy.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Joy 94.9, 11 minutes to 5. Kate DeRouge is in the...
Kate DeRouge
is in the studio. Can you record that and send that to me?
Sure.
And put it on my message bank. Can't you call Kate DeRouge?
Although, to give credit where credit's due, maybe I'll get Damien on the phone and he can record it.
Damiana Nicolulu can do that for us.
Because it was his creation.
I love it.
Now, we heard she works hard for the money, the Young Divas.
Now, that then brings me to my question here. Now, we have to go back a bit in time here to what I have to say was one of my all-time moments when we saw the Young Divas live on stage at Mardi Gras.
Stop it. It was. I've done a lot of things, all right, over the last 10 years, and that goes down as the best gig performance of my life.
Now, what were you? You were wearing black.
I wish you could all see me right now. I'm reliving it. I was sweating. We'd been in Canberra earlier that night doing a Dateless and Desperate ball. So picture that, right? Start there. Off stage, quick, to Sydney. And we're in our Turagos, zooming, and we're like getting changed and glitter's going everywhere. And we get there and out of Ez Rock, full length PVC to It's Raining Men.
Of course.
It lights up and here we go. And I have never, the crowd, the sea of just happiness and goodness and amazing vibes. It is my dream to do it again. That's me making it back to the music industry, is to do the Mardi Gras again. It was the best.
All right. So I'll be shooting a note to the Mardi Gras board for talent selection.
This girl comes highly recommended from previous performances.
Absolutely.
It was the best.
What's the best experience of those first few years for you in terms of, you know, I mean, obviously winning Idol, debut single number one, platinum selling, the Young Divas. But if you look back at it all, is there a favourite moment, or is it just a conglomeration of, you know, mostly good stuff? Is it?
Oh, there's so many things. Good and bad. The last 10 years, I still can't believe it's 10 years this year, has been just, it feels like it was yesterday, but then it feels like it's been a lifetime of stuff. It was the little things, actually, that were the most amazing moments. There was moments when I'd walk out my front door at like 5:30 in the morning to go to an interview, and I'd stop and I'd go, when did we get here? How did this happen? How did I go from Bendigo to here? And it was those moments that you actually stopped and realised what I'd been doing. But, you know, as I said, people have asked me, would I do it again? Idol's bad and evil and all the terrible things. No, it wasn't. I got to walk red carpets and be fabulous and go to Logies and sing in front of 100,000 people. It was pretty unbelievable, really, you know, and I'd do it again tomorrow.
That's fantastic to hear, actually. In terms of the music, was the first album Kate DeRouge?
No. The first album was, Emily and I got given the same 70 songs, I think. And they go, listen to them, pick 12, and that's your album. It's like, okay. And we pick some of the same songs, and they produce them up until literally they go, and the winner is Kate DeRouge, and they dump Emily's, and they keep producing mine. Right. And that's what happened. And the Divas, obviously, it was a lot of fun, but it wasn't the sort of music that I imagined myself writing and recording for me. Mm-hmm. So this album and this song is the first time I actually got to go into a studio and write and be me. And it's an awesome experience, an awesome feeling to watch something come from nothing. And it's completely, even the film clip when we decided to do that, I went, let's not be predictable and be about a boy and a girl and rocking out on stage at the end. It's all about where I was and how I was feeling and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah.
Fantastic. We're gonna talk a little bit more about the brand new single and the upcoming album shortly. But first up, we're going to go back to the favourite Kate DeRouge song. We're going to do the one that we've never stopped playing.
It started on the playlist and it stayed on the playlist. Stayed.
Can't get rid of music.
Kate, you're going to hang around, aren't you? Because we're going to have news at 5.
Yeah, I'm not leaving.
But you're not leaving.
No.
Excellent.
I'm not going home ever.
Done deal. It's now a trio.
She's found a happy place. Yeah. All right, Kate DeRouge is with us in the studio here. Enjoy 94.9. Sam will be up with the news at 5. But first, this is Kate DeRouge and Faded on Joy.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Kate DeRouge is still in the studio with us.
I'm just still on that traffic report. That was the best ever.
I know.
I've never heard it. That is the best.
Cam stars at traffic. It is awesome.
It's my thing.
And you rock it. Yeah, no, I'm serious.
Yeah, you're listening out all those commercial radio stations. And
this guy's got it down, Pat. He actually just made traffic interesting. That is a skill.
And you've got to have a slight dig at Metro in every single one of the things as well.
Sorry, and no, I'm just off track.
No, keep going.
I loved it. No, please. That was special.
Please, continue.
Now, you want the guest to continue praising your radio skills.
Well, you know, I am human.
Now, Kate, we have covered off on your amazing career start the first few years with your solo albums and the Young Divas. But there is a huge gap. There's about 7 years between when the Young Divas stopped performing and now, basically. And you've popped up occasionally, a couple of reality television stints.
Just the one. Bad choice. Bad life choice, that one.
Give us the Kate DeRouge 7-year synopsis.
Oh, dear. Wow. I'm writing a book. That's probably a good way to explain it. Yeah. This is obviously a family show. But look, it was 7 years of the university of life, I call it. And I went out there and I did some things I'm not proud of. I did some things that were ugly. I learned a lot of things. I made some mistakes. But I came out the other end. And I probably came to the realization that it was really... I had a good hard look at myself about 18 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was 127 kilos. I was pretty out of control, depressed, just bad in every way of my life. And I got out of the shower and I was sitting on the edge of the bed puffing and I went, Kate, you are 27 years of age and your grandmother is fitter than you. This is not a good day. And I cried and I just called my doctor and I went in and saw him. I said, I can't do this anymore. I cannot live my life like this. I refuse to waste any more of it. And we spoke about it and I, you know, did something pretty drastic. I had a gastric sleeve, which a lot of people go, that's promoting fatness and laziness. I go, you do it. It was the best thing for me. And it's not a magical wand. You've got to work with it. And I've lost 70 kilos since then. And my life has completely changed. And I am the happiest, bestest Kate DeRouge that I've ever been in my whole adult life. So I'm a pretty happy girl at the minute.
I like
that. That was the quickest synopsis. That was the best thing I could do.
I think that's an amazing story. I think the keys to that are that you got help.
Yeah, and you know what? Depression, that's another... Look, I'm not ashamed of where I've been. As I said, I don't recommend it. I'm not proud of it. I don't condone it. But it happened. And so I want everybody to know about that and I don't want to be ashamed of it and live in shame going, oh, what if people find out? Oh, my God. Like, yeah, I was really depressed and mucked up. But the hardest thing was to turn around one day and go, yeah, okay, I can't do this on my own. And I called somebody and I went, I need help. I'm not okay. And the day that I stopped blaming everything that went bad in my life on everybody else but myself was the day things started to be better. And, yeah, saying you are not okay is okay.
Absolutely. I love it. I think that's a really positive story, and thank you for sharing
that's
it.
That's right. I get a bit deep sometimes.
No.
I go a bit deep.
If anyone else thinks that they need help, Beyond Blue is always available, 1300 224 636, or you can call Lifeline, 131114. Let's talk about...
Yay.
Now, let's talk about this new single. And you mentioned it, and I alluded to it last night in my introduction to you. The new album is on the way?
It is on the way. I wrote an album 2 years ago, maybe a little bit more, and don't know. There was no way I was in any space to be trying to release, like, go in public. I wouldn't go outside, let alone on television or anything like that. So it's all, this album was all about my experience through Idol, the anger, the sadness, and coming out the other end of that, the divas, everything. It's very, very personal. The lyrics are very all about where I've been. And it's pretty special to me. I'm still writing new songs now. I write every week, and I love writing. It's the first time I've had the chance to do it. But, yeah, this is me.
Now, let's talk about the first single, so mm-hmm. Shut Your Mouth.
Quite abrupt, really.
Yeah.
Subtle, that one.
Was it speaking to yourself or to...
No, it was. And everyone goes, so it was about a boy. Which boy was it? It wasn't about no boy. I had the best man at that time, and I stuffed that up. So that's a whole other story. But I had to look at myself and go, Kate, you've got this little chip, this little monkey sitting on your shoulder. Shut up and get on with it and stop feeling sorry for yourself. Pick yourself up and get on with life. And it literally is a little battle I had. There's two of me. There's Kate and there's Bobby.
Right.
Bobby's bad.
Okay.
We don't talk to Bobby. And I basically had a conversation and went, it's got to stop. And the film clip acts that out. I guess it's not about a boy or your predictable film clip. It also gets a bit emotional and heavy.
Film clip came out on the internet yesterday. So
yeah,
tell us about that.
Well, look, when the producers rang me and said, "What's the song about?" and I told them, there was sort of that awkward pause. You speak to yourself. I was like, "Yep, I did." And I said, "Let's go with it. Let's be a little bit daring and let's show people what it really is about." And the last half of the song, you'll have to watch it to understand what I mean, but I actually ended up crying. The crew was crying. Everyone was crying. No one really knew what they were crying about, but we were all crying, and it was a pretty awesome moment for me. So, you know, some people will watch it and get it. Some people go, what on earth is she doing? and some people will just think it's a random video clip. But it's very personal, and it's a very proud and special moment for me for lots of different reasons.
So the other thing I wanted to ask you about is you've got, as well as writing, you've got a whole bunch of other amazing writers working with you.
I do. I was lucky enough to write this song. You would have heard many hits from them. And I said, I wrote the song before they were cool, with the guys from DNA. And I said, you guys are going to write hits. And they did. They did. Marvin Priest was their first hit, I think, not long after we wrote this song.
Yep.
I went and saw them the other day and I went, told you guys were going to be famous.
I mean, Samantha Jay, Dammy Im, the list goes on.
The Veronicas,
and on.
They just had a number one with the Veronicas,
yep.
And they're going great guns. So, yeah, they did help me write this track.
Amazing. So, Shut Your Mouth is out. Now
it is available on iTunes.
People need to do themselves a favor, as someone famous once said, and get themselves a copy.
Well, they do, and you know what? And I'm no shame here. We've done this all on our own. I've got a big army of me and my manager Dave. There's no record label, there's no one, and we've worked really hard. And we're at that last bit where I need your help now. I need everybody else's help to get it across the line and get people listening to it. So it's only $1.60. Go to iTunes and buy it.
Kate DeRue's brand new single, Shut Your Mouth, is out now. Kate came to our Joy Patrons event last night and entertained people who gave generously to this amazing community station. She did she donated her time and her vocal skills and kept us highly entertained last night, all for the benefit of Joy 94.9. We could not be any more grateful.
Well, you know what? I couldn't be any more grateful to you guys, because without people like you who, you know, have supported me from day one, I pop my head back up after 5 years and it's like, you know, I never went anywhere. And it's so rare. People forget about you, but you guys have been amazing, so I will give everything that I can back to Joy, always.
Kate DeRouge is amazing.
DeRouge.
She's got it down pat now.
No one will ever forget how to say it.
Never.
You say it like that.
Maybe I should just change that forever. No, you're not Kate DeRouge. Who? What? No, Kate DeRouge.
Get on to the new single now. Listen up for the new album when it comes out really shortly. Kate DeRouge, thank you once again for being with us today.
Thank you, guys. You are amazing.
This is the brand new single from Kate. It's Shut Your Mouth on Joy.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.